Chapter 43. Summer's days were growing short, passing gently into autumn. Redwall Abbey was restored to its former calm and grandeur. Abbot Carroll and Martha met for their early morning stroll, now a regular thing with the two friends, before they took breakfast. A light mist, like golden gossamer, lay over the abbey pond. They saw a grayling leap to catch an unsuspecting fly. Carroll watched the ripples spread across the water.
I had a dream last night. It was a vision of Martin.
The hermaid was startled by her abbot's revelation.
A dream of Martin the warrior? Did he say anything, Father?
The abbot paused before answering.
He did indeed, Martha. These were his very words. When autumn brings the harvest time, good food you shall not lack. When fruit lies heavy on the bough and travellers come back, look for the one who holds my sword. These words of mine recall. Some day you will esteem that one as ruler of Redwall.
Martha sat down on a log, puzzled by the rhyme.
Good grief, Father. There's a lot of information in Martin's words. Aside from the fact that there will be a fine harvest, our friends, Haughty Bragoon and the others, must be returning. Isn't that great news? But I never guessed you were thinking of retiring from being Abbot of Redwall.
Carol sat down beside her.
The thought never crossed my mind, Martha. But Martin said some day, and some day in the future I would have to give serious thought to appointing my successor. Martin has saved me a lot of pondering. I'm grateful to him for that. However, his words are causing me a little concern. Think, who did I give the sword to?
The hermaid replied promptly.
You gave it to Bragoon.
Carol nodded his agreement.
Which is why I'm worried, Martha. Bragoon is a good friend. We were Dibbons together. But he's a rover, an adventurer. Ask Torren, Bragoon's his elder brother. He'll tell you. Bragoon's too old and too wild to be abbot.
Martha held up a paw.
Not so fast, Father. The rhyme said ruler of Redwall, not abbot. It may be an abbess.
Carol clapped a paw to his cheek.
Fates forbid that it might be Sarabando. It would be woe to my poor abbey.
Martha could not help laughing.
Oh, Father, think for a moment. It could be Springald or Fenner or...
Now it was Martha's turn to look apprehensive.
Or Haughty.
Carol placed a comforting paw on the hermaid's shoulder.
Oh, come on now, miss. Martin the warrior was renowned for his wisdom. What are we thinking about? He wouldn't inflict any of those three rascals on our abbey.
Martha gave an audible sigh of relief.
You're right, Father. But it might be nobies we've thought of. What if they bring somebody back with them?
Carol pursued this idea enthusiastically.
Of course. There may have been other creatures living at Loam Hedge. Say a sturdy young mouse steeped in wisdom, or a sagacious squirrel, the very model of common sense.
Martha giggled.
Or a studious frog with the brain of an ant.
Abbot Carol smacked her paw playfully.
Now stop this nonsense, you young rip. Look, here comes breakfast.
Torren had resumed his role as cook. He and Gerville headed a procession carrying tables and benches, trolleys, dishes and food. He waved his label.
Set them all up at the edge of the pond there, next to those two poor beasts who've been waiting out here all night.
Carol chuckled.
So ends our moment of peace for the day, Martha, besieged by breakfasters.
The hermaid went to help the servers.
Let's join them. I'm starving.
Setting up the tables, Brother Well pulled a ferocious face at the Dibbons, who were buzzing around like playful bees.
I'll toss the lot of you into the pond if you don't sit still and wait to be served, so behave yourselves!
Muggum the Mole Babe clambered up on a bench next to Buffle.
Her, her, I'm a girdpole critter to be assaulting us like that. What do we say, Buff?
The tiny mouse babe scowled darkly.
Grantham Babble Think!
Old Fred looked over his glasses at the infant mouse.
What did he just say?
Sister Setifa tied a bib about Buffle's neck.
Och, I be afeard to repeat it. But if the wee scamp says it again, I'll wash his mouth out with soap.
The Dibbon Squiddle Babe, Shilly, tugged at Martha's paw.
When is the harvest going to be, Marth?
The Hare Maid gave the reply she had been repeating to the Abbey Babes for the past few days.
On the first morning after the night of Harvest Moon. Be patient. It shouldn't be too long now.
Grandmum Gervel looked up from a pan of corn and fruit slices she was doling out.
Patient? You don't tell your red wallers to be patient when they're waiting to get your harvest in, Miss Marth.
The Dibbons cheered Gervel loudly, glad to have an ally on their side. Most of the babes had never been to a harvest before, so they were eager to take part in one, knowing there would be a harvest end feast. The little ones began clamouring for Martha to sing the harvest song. Knowing they would not be quiet until she did, Martha obliged by singing the lively air, which included much tapping and paw stamping.
Open the cupboard, the bins and the stores, go fetch out the trolleys and carts. Then out to the orchard, the gardens and fields, for a harvest to gladden our hearts. Rappity tap, the abbot will call, watch out for the students, cause they'll eat it all. There's blackberries, blueberries, raspberries too, strawberries and red currants bright. Wild cherries, blueberries and blayberries ripe to be all gathered in by tonight. Rappity tap, wait for the feast, just look at that even the greedy wee beast. Bring basket and barrel and bucket and pail, pink rose hips, red apples and pears. Green gages, damsons and plums, big and fine, roll your sleeves up and banish your cares. Rappity-tap, that babe's the worst. If he eats another, I swear he'll burst. There's almond and hazel and chestnut in bloom, and a crop of good acorns will be. If you hold a ladder, I'll climb to the top, and I'll knock them all down from the tree. Rappity-tap, flat on the ground, he's rubbing his tummy and rolling around. Let's gather a harvest and bring it indoors, and the abbot will cry out, well done. We've filled up the cupboards, the bins and the stores, in good time for the winter to come. Rappity-tap, quick close the door, he's up on his board.